Welcome to Newborn to Teen and Everything in Between, the podcast from Bespoke Family. I'm Bex.
And I'm Claire. Thanks for joining us as we tackle the ups and downs of life with children, helping you to get the best out of your time together. No rules, no judgment, just guidance. So grab a cuppa and let's get started with today's episode.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Newborn to Teen and Everything in Between. And today we're going to be talking about potty training power struggles. Try and say that. So it's one of those tongue twisters, isn't it? Say that quickly. Get yourself in a muddle.
Pickle.
The first thing that comes to mind to me is that no wonder there are potty training power struggles when most of the time the people you're potty training are toddlers. Like, they are renowned for like kicking back up stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're so starting to find their voice, aren't they? So they're starting to kind of know what they do and don't want to do. And so naturally, and obviously you can, you know, potty train younger, you can potty train slightly older, and they can come with the same thing. But predominantly, most people will be looking around that kind of 18 months to 3 year kind of age group that they will be toilet training. And often it can bring its kind of power struggles. And the reason we're doing this is because we've had so many questions on Instagram about it and what you do. But that is also one of the biggest things that we cover in our parent one-to-ones, is that when we do the toilet training ones, it is 9 times out of 10, the underpinning aspect is that there's become a power struggle and the parent doesn't quite know where to go next and kind of feels a bit lost, really, with where they are and how they're managing their little ones toileting and what to do next, really.
Well, the thing is, if you're trying to potty train a child and you kind of go, okay, come on then, and they just go no, it's like, pardon? I think you mean yes, let's go to try to the potty, and then they go no. And then they potentially just stand and do a wee, and then they laugh, or they do, and then you're like,
yeah. One of the biggest things, and one of the most common ones that we see parents dealing with is that exactly that, standing there, you saying, I think, should we go, you know, should we go and try for the potty? Do you need a wee? And they go, no. And they look you straight in the eye, and then wee. And I think that is possibly one of the hardest things for that adult to deal with, because you are going, there is just no logic to this. I've just said, let's go try and go for a wee. And now you've just stood there and weed and looked me straight in the eye and done it as though you know what you're doing. And that is one of your classic power struggle moments. Some of the others will be kind of refusing to do a poo on the toilet or the potty. And so we'll hold it and hold it, and you'll try everything to try and get them to go on the potty to do that, because you know that they need it. It might be that it's generally, you know, you need to go for a wee and they won't leave their play. They won't do those sorts of things. Or they hold all the cards. So in a way, it's kind of going, I will sit here and you will do this, and I need you to do this, and then I will do a poo. Or if you give me this, I will. And that's where your power struggle and your control from both the adult and the child starts to really kind of butt heads. And that's when it becomes stressful rather than sort of something that you go through a developmental stage. And yes, you're going to have your highs and lows of that, but when you hit that kind of stage of potty training where you are just battling daily, it is exhausting, tiring, emotionally draining. And when you really look at it, you go, this is purely over my child just needing to do a wee or a poo on the potty or the toilet. It's as simple as that in our heads. Yet for our little ones, it really isn't. And sometimes, and this comes across for all kind of aspects when you look at particularly the youngest children, when they feel that they have the control, it tends to make them feel quite out of control, weirdly, and they look to us to put those boundaries in. And so they may look like they really enjoy it and they've got complete control and they're running the show, but that can sometimes for them internally feel quite unnerving. And so then they want more control because they feel out of control. And so what we want to do is put that balance back in.
How sometimes can it get to that stage? Because, you know, you kind of are, you start off obviously with all good intentions. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. You know, you work out, are they ready? You know, you buy the pants, they're doing all of the things that you think. And then all of a sudden it becomes like you just described, you know, these things are happening and mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, shit, this isn't yeah. how I expected literally. It to go. Like, literally, yeah.
So there's various different things that can happen. And it's kind of a trying to work out what it is for your child and their particular circumstances. So one of them I've already spoken about is this need for control. So sometimes what can happen when children don't really understand what's happening, and I think I've said this on various different kind of our potty training podcast episodes, that if we have the idea that we're going to potty train, we start to prepare for it. We get the pants, we get the potty, we have the idea that they're going to do a wee before their bath every night, and they're going to start to do this, and it's all going to go how we envisage it. Our children don't know that we necessarily have this plan. They are in a place where for the last 18 months, 2 years, however old your child might be, they've been fine with going for a wee and a poo in their nappy. We've encouraged it, ultimately. We've done it every day. We change their nappy. We do all those sorts of things. Then suddenly, we start to get this concept that we need to potty train. And so sometimes they are just that little bit behind us and they are playing catch up. But if they feel something is being done to them that they don't really understand, so suddenly we're like, no, we need to go to the potty now. And they're like, no, I'll just do a wee in my nappy. I'm fine with that. And we start to then engage in this huge dialogue. And again, that is one of the most common things when we're doing the parent one-to-ones, is how much conversation are you having over not going to use the potty or the toilet? How much are you talking about it? How much does it take up of your day? Because if it is a reoccurring theme of your day, your child is going to start picking up on that and go, why? Why is this so important? Like, it can be unnerving when we keep talking about something, but it also, what it does is puts an element of control. Hold on. Every time I say no, every time I do this, suddenly my adult is down on my level. I have their eye contact. I have all these things. They suddenly start to offer me chocolates and sweeties and, you know, trips out and toys if I just do a wee on the toilet. And it's like, there's a big conversation going on here. And I like that. Children are attention needing, not attention seeking. And we always think that they're looking for that positive attention. If there's not that positive attention there and there's the negative, it's attention. And so if you are suddenly having this big old conversation about needing to do a wee and a poo on the toilet, and you'd be so proud of them, and you chat and chat and chat and chat, they're like soaking it up. It's like, yes, come on. Whereas if I go for a wee, you go, well done, okay, let's go. It's like,
Yeah.
They're quite different.
This isn't quite as good. Yeah.
I'm not getting as much. And so what we want to do is kind of put an element of control in for them. They should feel in control of what's going on for them. an age appropriate level. So it's kind of going, making some choices. We always talk about using the term toilet time. It's not, do you want to go for a wee? Do you need to go for a wee? When you ask that question, the likelihood is you're going to get no. Even if they're bouncing around and holding their, you know, areas and things like that. And they're just, they won't kind of give in to that. And you're like, you do need a wee. It's just going, okay, it's toilet time. Let's go. And it might be, it's okay. We're going to come back to our toys. It might be that it's okay. This is only, we're only going to be going a couple of minutes. And then after that, we're going to do this. But you want to be putting in that positive around it. That engagement with them, that acknowledgement that when they go for a wee, amazing, that's great, well done. And then it's going, okay, can you pull up your pants? Let's wash your hands. Wow, look at you. Come on then, let's go and play now. And you might need to put in that connection time just after going for a wee so that they know that there's always that kind of positive reinforcement after it, rather than this big narrative and big kind of dialogue with them when they don't do it. And so,
but if you,
yep.
So it's not about like if you, because you know, like you say, people often give rewards and stuff, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
If children do, but if you give a reward after they've done it, then is that a good thing?
It really depends. I would always say when you start toilet training, you don't need to add that element in.
Right.
I think it sometimes overcomplicates it. Often, the doing the wee and the doing the poo in the toilet or potty is reward enough for them. It's like, oh, I did that. So not starting with that, because what it does is, you know, yes, we all love a reward for what we do. But if we're not really able, you know, to be able to do a wee or a poo, you've got to be confident your child has enough wee there or needs to do a poo to be able to get this incentive. And so it's quite hard for them if they don't need to do a wee and we're kind of thinking, yes, they do, and they can't. And so then you don't do the reward. So personally, I wouldn't start with any kind of reward. See how you go. For some children down the line, it might be a helpful little tool to just get them completely over the, you know, over the line. But really, everything else that they need is you can give them an element of control over flushing the toilet, washing their hands, choosing what pants they wear, all those sorts of things. And don't make the toilet training process or toileting process really long and drawn out.
Can kind of complicate it slightly even as well, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Like a bit like you were saying about the whole kind of talking about it quite a lot, they're a bit like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, why?
And then you get the reward in, and then you get this and you get that, and they're like, oh wow, this is all quite a lot.
It's quite overwhelming. And if we're particularly anxious, nervous, worried, and we're trying not to show it, but sometimes it can come across. I think just keeping it calm, keeping it very much about, you know, this is a process. They're learning. It's a bit like when they learn to walk, a bit like when they learn to talk. It doesn't all happen necessarily all at once. For some children, it will. Some children I've known basically potty train themselves. Other children need a lot more support and it will take much longer. It really is child dependent. You can't, there's no one size fits all. Everyone, you know, everyone's a bit different. Everyone's bodies work a bit differently. And so everyone's child, even if this is your first, you know, first child, second child, third child, they'll all toilet train differently. And so your approach may need to be different dependent on the child as well, because sometimes children who are particularly shy find the toileting aspect challenging. Some children who are very kind of strong-willed may put up more resistance or may want to pull more control over it. So it's just assessing your child. So there's, you know, other things that can cause the power struggles is things like resistance. So is there something that they don't like, something that doesn't feel right for them? And so when we then put pressure on, they normally will pull back again. inconsistent approach. So sometimes we can start to panic if things aren't quite going as we'd hope. And so then everyone starts their own techniques. So it might be, you know, parent one will be doing this, parent two might be doing this, a grandparent might be doing this, and that is confusing. And if they're at nursery, they're doing something else. And that can then cause this power struggle. So it's really making sure everyone's on the same page with how you toilet train. Mm-hmm. Some children just might not be ready. That can be a situation. Some children can have real fears or worries, particularly this can be really common around going for a poo. And we've got a blog and another podcast episode on mm-hmm. kind of the fear of that. So that's worth checking out. And then, like I said, sometimes it's just that they love the attention that comes with the accidents or the kind of the attention around withholding. And so it's then looking at where can you put in that time mm-hmm. for that attention that's away from toileting.
But should you then, so if you've got a massive power struggle with your child and you're thinking, oh, bloody hell, this is not going well. They're like massively resisting. This is just, mm-hmm. you know, going to go and we're never going to get there. Or we do every single time there's some kind of meltdown or I'm melting down, you know, yep. this is it. So do you just then, what do? Do you just stop? Like, I mean, is it like a, like, let's just forget it for a bit and...
It really depends. Like it really depends on where you are in the process, what might have caused you to get to this stage. Now, it might be that you are at this point and you're, 4 or 5 days into toilet training and seeing no progress. That's when I would start kind of stand back and go, what's going on? Is it too early? Is there something that we've kind of missed out on steps? So have we just jumped into this without really kind of leading up to things like the potty being in the bathroom or toilet seat being in the toilet, doing a wee before bath, all those sorts of things? Have we missed out a few stages that means our little one's just totally confused and not really know what's going on? Or they're just not ready? Or is it that you've had a few... You know, it was going really well. And then suddenly something's changed. And if that's your case, for some of the families we've worked with, I would say what it can be is in the early stages, you're really excited for the fact that they achieve a wee or a poo on the potty or the toilet. And you're kind of really... attuned to them because you're watching them because you're just like, no. As you start to get more confident that they're fine, we start to pull back. So it's a bit like they go, I need a wee. It's like, okay, go on then. It's like, oh, you used to come with me all the time and then you used to like clap me and congratulate me and everything else. And that stopped.
And this used to be a big thing.
Yeah. And I used to have, you know, we used to chat and all those sorts of things.
Fireworks.
Exactly. And suddenly that's changed. But if I say I'm not going or this, and so they start to kind of pick up that your response is different. And I would say if you start to notice a regression, go back to basics, go back to what you were doing that was working. So that might be that you go back to the bathroom with them, you're still, you know, and start to pull back gently and what you are obvious you are doing rather than our subconscious of, oh yeah, they're fine now, they'll be all right. Really start thinking about it. Are they okay? Or do I just need to pull back slower than what I did? I think it's keeping it kind of engaging for them and fun for them as well, because they can be, you know, doing okay. And then it's like, this is quite tedious. And so again, keeping it kind of, okay, let's go. It's toilet time. Great. Making it nice, quick and easy. But again, keeping up with, we're very good when they first start toilet training of how much are they drinking, watching when they might need to do a poo, all those things. And then we start to go, oh, it'll be fine. They're okay. And then it's like, oh, no, they're not. They've started to slightly withhold. maybe they're at nursery and they don't want to go for a poo, or they don't want to do a wee at nursery. They start to withhold, and then that starts to cause these kind of situations. And then they come home, and then you may have some element of constipation to deal with. Those sorts of things you've got to keep an eye on. And it might be that you've got to keep an eye on it for quite a while until it is completely natural and normal, and they are attuned to their body and what's going on in their body. And that's when you naturally start to find that you're not having to accompany them and all those sorts of things. But we can pull back, you know, I've known people who sing a song or do a dance and all this, and then it just stops. And they're like, I quite liked my dance afterwards. So it's, again, just pulling back gently on that process.
What would you say the biggest thing is that when children are like properly go, right, leave me alone. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it in my... What would you say the most common thing that people say, reason that children do that?
It's control, I would say. Yeah. When you really look down, when you really drill down, it's control and their sense of feeling out of control of the situation and not really fully engaged with what's going on and why they need to do it. And so I would say it's control and attention.
Is there an element of being nagged as well? I mean, the reason I'm saying that is because I think I have to say, I think a lot of parents and, you know, even just looking after children that are potty training or having remembered when I was doing it, you're paranoid that they're going to have an accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are, because they're in pants and it's just annoying when there's just, you know, they do it and everything's got to be changed or they're on the carpet and, you know... And it's just like, do you need a wee? Do you need a wee? Do you need a wee? Do you need... And they're just like, oh my God, shut up. Yep. You know, like, we know what it's like. Someone keeps going on and on at us. It can't be any different for them, can it?
No. And it's disruptive to them. If they're playing and then it's like, are you sure you don't need a wee? It's like, no, I don't.
And then they must just block it out eventually. They
do. And then it's there going, well... You're asking me so many times. I don't have to think.
Yeah,
because you keep asking me. And so I need to start to learn to listen to my body. And I need to know when I need a wee. But if someone keeps saying to me, do you need a wee? Do you need a wee? Do you need a wee? It's like, whew, no, I don't. And very often they're going to say, no, I don't, even if they do, because it's like, you've asked me so many times. I'm not going to say yes. And so... It is, every time you go to say, do you need a wee, you kind of need to just go, I'm not going to say it because they only did a wee 20 minutes ago. And again, this is my thing. If your child is drinking well throughout the day and they are having good drinks throughout the day, it's not front loaded, back loaded, you know, so it's not all in the morning and nothing in the afternoon or nothing in the morning and then loads in the afternoon or whatever it might be. If they're having regular drinks throughout the day, their bladder is learning to stretch, hold, release, stretch, hold, release. And it just keeps doing that as our bladders do. And what can happen is if we keep saying, do you need a wee? And then we take them for a wee and they just have the tiniest amount. One, we can start to create quite a sensitive bladder. So the bladder doesn't really stretch. And so it's like, I've got it empty because I've got like a thimble full of wee in there. And so if it's not practiced and it's that, and your child is like, well, I don't ever experience what it is like to have a full bladder and need a wee. What does that feel like? And so we've got to have the confidence that in that potty training process, if they've been able to keep their nappy dry for an hour to 2 hours prior to you starting toilet training, why are they suddenly going to need a wee every 20 minutes?
That's so true. Yeah.
And that's quite confusing to them, because if they've learned and they're starting to recognise that they only wee every hour, hour and a half, whatever it might be, or they, you know, they have their own little routine, and suddenly we're like, do you need a wee? Do you need a wee? You sure you need a wee? I think you probably need a wee, don't you? No,
you're kind of undoing some good work, aren't you, really?
Yeah, because if they've been able to hold their wee, and then suddenly we keep taking them for these small little dribbles of wee, it's not going to... And they need to practice. They have been in a nappy for however long, and then suddenly we take off their nappy and we're like, please don't wee on the carpet. Please don't wee on the carpet. And you're like, they have no idea. Like, they don't know unless they've had that time and that lead up where they have nappy off time, and you may have those moments, you know, where they do accidentally wee on the bathroom floor or they wee in the bath. You talk about that so that they know what they're experiencing. Whereas we have got to understand, if they have come out of nappies and gone to pants, that is a whole different sensation. And they are going to naturally have some accidents. It is just natural and normal, and they've got to have the time to practice that.
It's funny, isn't it? People always used to say that it was easier to potty train when they had Terry's nappies, because people had, you know, children had the sensation of feeling wet.
Yes.
So that was...
And they were really bulky and not
heavy
very,
and Yeah, uncomfy.
Whereas nappies today, wow.
Yeah.
They are so absorbent.
Obviously that's better for nappy rash and all of those kind of things. But it's interesting, isn't it? That
And you would also say that washing Terry toweling nappies was labour intensive. So you did it quick.
Yeah.
And you were probably more keen to have nappy off time. Because
that's true.
You didn't want to use another nappy up. So it'd be a bit
you kept the nappies down, didn't you? Yeah.
You did, because if you have to wash those, that is it's quite intense. So and so one thing that goes alongside of saying, do you need a wee, do you need a wee, do you need a wee? The other thing is, don't let them sit on the toilet for ages. Unless you have a child who's constipated. And again, that needs to be looked at, because constipation, again, can be a really big indicator to power struggles. Because if they're withholding and they really don't want to do a poo for whatever reason, then that's going to knock on. But if you leave them on the potty or toilet for a long period of time, waiting for that moment to happen, again, the body is not giving the right signals. It's just by fluke. And if they're sitting there for ages, they are going to get bored of being there. They are going to get fed up of that process, and they're going to resist the toilet because they're just bored. And if they think they've got to go and sit there for 5 minutes, they're not going to want to do it. So, again, don't drag out the toilet process. If they don't need to go, they don't need to go.
And that's interesting, isn't it? I remember always my mum, and I have to say we were and still are guilty of it. We'd always be told we needed to do a precautionary wee before we went out, you know, before we went out for wherever, in the car or whatever we went to do. And then sometimes you'd be like, but I only did a wee like 10 minutes ago. And they'd be like, no, still go. You need to go for a wee. We're going out. Like, there would be no, like, obviously there are toilets where you go. You'd always be like, have you been for a wee? Now you think about it, it's so silly, isn't it? Because you really didn't have anything in your bladder.
And
you'd be told you had.
I think you also find that people who have done that, but also who are quite anxious about where toilets are.
Yeah.
And so every time they see a toilet, they need to use it.
Yeah.
And that, again, it's a psychological thing, but if your bladder is not able to kind of hold for what, you know, and obviously we're talking about children here, not necessarily older people or women who have had babies,
it really does impact. And a lot of this is, you know, we were talking about one of our previous podcasts, one of our recent previous podcasts, about weaning and about how you're teaching children skills for life. And this is the same thing, isn't it? You know, you are teaching with everything you do. Children are learning from you skills for life, aren't they?
Yes.
So the best you can possibly do it, the best, you know, that's...
See, I don't think my parents ever made me do a precautionary wee.
Yeah, well, that's because that's why you can... You're a camel.
I know.
You don't ever need a wee. Like,
I do need a wee.
Days.
I can do quite a while.
I know.
I can, yeah.
And days.
Yes. Yes. No. But
no, not days.
The one thing I would say is I hate public toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that makes me quite conscious of kind of I will avoid them at all costs if I can. And so that probably comes down to something from when I was little. I think it was because I remember someone walking in on me and in them, and I think that's what stuck. But yeah, I don't think my parents ever made me do a precautionary wee, because everyone's just like, how do you do
it? Which is really good. Yeah.
How and do I do you drink do and I do all those things, but
but it's good. It is, yeah. Whereas I'm completely opposite, you know, need a wee.
I know. We have to just we have to go to the toilet just in case.
Just in case, yeah.
I have my aunt and my cousin, I'm sure they'll love me telling you that, but I used to go on holiday with them, and oh my goodness, I've never been to so many toilets. That's all I can remember from our, like, some of our memories from our family holidays was, do we need to stop again? Okay, great, we'll stop again.
So if ever you go back to somewhere, some kind of resort, you would be able to tell people where the toilets were, wouldn't you?
It was,
yeah, I know where they are.
My job, and this still continues now, whether it's with you, whether it's James, everyone goes, right, I'm just going to the loo. I'm like, okay.
Hold my bag.
I'll wait here. And I just stand there holding the bags.
Or the dog, or the coat.
Yeah, anything. I'm like, I'll save this table then. See you all in a bit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, at least you know.
Exactly.
But I think that the biggest lesson from this is, it's not like it is, it can be a struggle, but I mean, lots of things can be struggles with toddlers, but it's about just kind of not losing all hope. Don't kind of just give up.
There's always a way of finding solutions. It's what solution's going to work for you and your little one. There's not a one size fits all. There's not a one reason why you might be having a power struggle on toilet training. It is about looking at all these threads. It can be the fact that they go to nursery. It can be the fact that there's, you know, like I said, inconsistency in some aspects. It might be that they're not quite ready, or it might be that there is those sort of constipation issues. It might be that they, you know, struggle with the environment. So they don't like the flush, or they don't like, you know, the idea of doing a poo on the toilet, whatever it might be. It is just kind of looking at all of it and going, what could it be? Because sometimes our little ones can't articulate it. So what you think is the issue, so when they're standing there weeing in front of you and you're going, oh, why are you doing that? It is taking that deep breath and going, right, there's got to be a reason behind this. What is the reason? And it's not obvious that it's they're just doing it because they love to see your facial expression. They are doing it for a reason, but what's the reason? And sometimes it is just picking that apart and standing back, because when we're in the thick of it, we cannot think straight. And all I think you can think of is just do a wee on the toilet. That's all you're thinking. Just do it. Because you can do it, or I've seen you do it, or you can do it. Please just do that. And that desperation, and then they're going, nah, I'm okay. I'm going to put my nappy on. I'm going to put my nappy on and do a poo. And I'm just going to stand here and wee. Or I'm going to go outside and I'm going to wee against a tree, because that's what I want to do. Whatever it is, it's so individual, but there's always an underpinning reason. And it's just finding what that might be.
So really, some good advice is to have another listen back to this and see if there's anything in this that can help. Have a read of the blog, which we've got as well, Potty Training Power Struggles, if you haven't got time to listen back to this. Have a look once you've kind of identified it. Look at all of the other blogs we've got and the other podcast episodes we've got. So they cover all sorts of topics.
There is a blog on toilet training regression as well, which talks about why that might be happening. So they can kind of go hand in hand, those two. And then also, if your little one will not poo on the potty. Or there's mm-hmm. also a blog on that as well. So there's loads of stuff out there that we, you know,
and if help. You really want some one-to-one support, we also have our parent consultation. Mm-hmm. So just get in touch. There's lots of information mm-hmm. on the website about that as well. But we hope you found that helpful. And yes.
Hopefully your power struggles do not continue.
Mm-hmm. Potty training power struggles.
Yes. Yeah.
Have a happy day. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
That's everything for today. Thanks for listening. If there's something you'd like us to talk about, we'd love you to get in touch and let us know. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Bespoke Family, or head to our website. The links are in our show notes.
Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next episode, and please give us a rating or review if you like what you hear. We're Bex and Claire, and we'll be back soon with another episode of Newborn to Teen and everything in between. See you then.